If you're a podcast host, listen up, this one's for you. My name is Allie Jackson. I'm the host of Finding Mr. Height, a dating and relationship podcast that I've been doing for 4 years now, sharing my positive and practical approach to dating that's built on my own life experience. And I wanted to share another experience that I've had, my secret behind monetizing my show. It's called Red Circle. And I was just telling my colleague about how much I love their platform. With Red Circle, not only am I getting a seamless hosting experience, but I also love the support I receive in ad sales. It's not just typical ad sales either. It's targeted opportunities based on my show and my life. And the platform is super simple. You just set your preferences and Red Circle matches you with sponsors that align with your show. You can vet every opportunity and their platform gives you great analytics. More recently too, my Red Circle team has brought me opportunities outside of my podcast on social media to really augment the podcast partnerships, bring them full circle. I just can't recommend them enough. If you want to give it a try, go to redcircle.com to get your free trial. That's redcircle.com for a free trial.
Hi everyone, my name is Tyler Oakley, and you are listening to Psychobabble, an unfiltered half hour of gossip sessions, pop culture scrutiny, and stories we've never told in videos. It's not just crazy talk, it's Psychobabble. This week, we discuss what we loved about the Drag Race finale, how we celebrated 420, Corey's viral Mean Girls tweet spiraling out of control, and the possible podcast tour that might get weird. Subscribe anywhere you listen to podcasts and join our exclusive Psychobabble community at patreon.com/psychobabble. If you're not on our Discord, you're only getting half the babble.
Hello, Tyler.
Oh, another one where Corey says hi first.
Yes, baby. I made sure to say it this time. I said, mark it down. I'm going to give him what he wants.
Well,
I'm going to release the pressure from his little noggin of always having to speak first.
You know, I don't feel it's chill, actually, but you can definitely do it.
Does your brain not feel as tight as it usually does?
Oh my gosh. Actually, I've been having some sinus pressure. What's up with that?
You gotta go to the ENT. Honey, it is spring.
Spring.
It is dust season. It is pollen season. It is rain season.
Well, monsoon season.
It's gonna be monsoon season.
Soon, man. Soon, yeah. Man.
Soon, man. Hey,
no, I feel like it's a couple things at play. Number one,
we're still talking about your tight brain. cool.
Well, I don't know if it's sinus pressure or if I just have like a headache in my eyes. You know what I mean? Where it's like right here. And Hudson thinks it's from too much screen time. So, you know, I've been wearing my anti-blue glasses.
Yes. You know when I tell you something and you don't really want to hear what I'm saying, but then you say, go on. Say it like you say it. Yes. I was stoned this weekend just thinking about me telling you a story and you saying go on like that, and it really made me happy.
What was the story?
I was like, I love when I'm telling Tyler a story that he does not want to hear and he goes, go on.
Am I
it was a good memory, I promise.
Okay, good. I hope I don't mean to discourage you.
No, I was literally like laughing so hard thinking about it. One of my favorite things we do. One of our favorite skits. Go on.
Well, I would say it's a bit we have. Just a subtle bit. It's a dirty bit.
It's a bacon bit.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't, you know what? Those dry, crispy, crunchy bacon bits.
Bacon is not good.
What are those? No, what are the like bacon bits?
Bacon bits are not good either. They're not bacon. They're vegetarian.
Like, it's like bacon flavored Pop Rocks.
Actually, they might not be vegetarian. I know
for
that they're
salad.
Not.
What are they made out of?
Bacon bit. Not bacon.
Made out of. It's not bacon. It's those little red. It's like little red aquarium pebbles.
Well, it depends on the brand, this says. Hormel does real bacon. Imitation from McCormick. I don't know. There's never a world where I want bacon in anything that I get.
I had a Hawaiian pizza with bacon Saturday night, and honey,
no, you didn't. You had ham.
It had both.
If it had Canadian bacon, it's just the word.
I used to order pizza with my old roommate, and we would always get the roommate special, which we named ourselves. It was not something the store offered. But anyway, so he's gone now, and I thought, I'm going to branch out and order the pizza that I want to get. And I got a Hawaiian. And
it took you this long? It took you having no roommates to getting the pizza you want? Bitch, I could be ordering for 10 people and still get the pizza I want.
Listen, we would just get like a medium plain cheese, which was good. And then when it would show up, I would put my own jalapenos on it from the fridge. Sometimes I would just eat it plain. It was so good. But I thought, I'm feeling daring.
Jalapenos from the fridge? DIY yeah. Jalapeno pizza, and you tried to shame me for my peanut butter and jelly glazed donut situation.
Did I make you feel shame? I apologize if I did.
I'm good.
Okay, good. Okay, thanks. Good.
Thank you.
I don't want my baby to feel shame.
Is this an airing of grievances episode?
I don't want my baby to feel shame. Shame.
Unless that's my kink.
Exactly. Hey, how does it feel? Yeah. How does it feel to be the second funniest person on Twitter this week? Behind me.
Honey. I thought you were predicting because Elon Musk is buying Twitter and so Trump is coming back.
I don't fucking give a fuck, pardon my French, about Elon Musk buying Twitter. I don't care. I'm talking about my viral tweet from Friday night, baby. I am once again funny on the internet.
Welcome
back, baby.
I would argue you never were not funny on the internet.
Thank you.
I was the first to tell you. I'll be the last to tell you.
Yeah, you were probably my first follower. Wow.
Thank you. I will say this. With great power comes great responsibility. To bring up such a controversial topic, you were definitely barking for some haters.
The funny thing is, if you don't follow me on Twitter, wake up. Second of all, I tweeted about Emma Gerber from Mean Girls in the end of the movie.
What was the quote from the movie?
I said, when Katie Heron wins Spring Fling Queen, she gives her speech and then she breaks the crown and she gives a little piece to everybody.
Will you give us a reenactment of it, actually?
She's like, it's just plastic. And she breaks it and then Damien's like, and then she's like, all of us are partial Spring Fling queens. She's like, Regina George got hit by a bus and she still looks amazing. I don't know the exact quote of that one, but she's like, Emma Gerber, that hairdo must have taken hours. And it's like, I've thought this since like 2004, whenever that fucking movie came out. I have never thought that hairdo has taken hours. I could do that hairdo in minutes.
In defense of everyone involved, including the hairdresser on set. We did not see a 360 view. So it is up to the imagination of the consumer to just imagine. So what's back there? Right. Party in the back? A mullet?
Right. So
braided mullet?
I was sitting at home waiting for the Drag Race finale, which we'll get to air. As you know, they always rerun the same three movies on VH1, and Mean Girls was there. And I was like waiting for the show to start. And I saw the end of it, and I was very stoned. I took one of those new edibles that Hudson had given me when we were camping. I was feeling my oats. My roommate was making puppy chow. And I
when you say you were feeling your oats, I just imagine you fist deep in a container of like oatmeal oats.
Oatmeal?
The 1 minute, you know, the big tub that I have.
I got that big tub too.
I was, you know, providing myself with a sensory touch, oats.
You know, feeling my oats is like when horses get zoomies, right?
Yeah, baby.
I love when horses get zoomies. Anyway, so I tweeted, I was very stoned. It did start getting some attention very quickly, and I thought, are people going to think I'm like shaming this girl or making fun of her? I was really worried. Someone I follow DM'd me and said, this is a very funny tweet, but I can't like it publicly. And I was like,
why?
I was like, why? Do you work for Tina Fey? Is your mom the hairdresser that did that girl's hair? I didn't understand it, but it's definitely sent like some panic. I was like, do I need to delete the tweet? Well, what I'll say is, for as much attention as it got, everyone's been very kind. I've seen like very little mean messages. Everyone thought it was funny. The girl who plays Emma Gerber.
It's usually in the quote tweets when they're mean, though.
Oh, no, I looked. They were funny. I was bored all weekend. And then Emma Gerber herself replied, confirming that the hairdo only took about an hour.
Oh, What? And wait, so, without, so she like put out a statement or what?
She quote tweeted it. Thank God I was in the quote tweets. And she said, oh, you didn't see her reply?
No, I didn't. Oh my God. Just continuing the story.
Wow. Thank you.
The magic of Hollywood.
She quote tweeted and said, at first it took about 25 minutes. Then I got sent back. Then I got sent to the set and the director said, that doesn't look like it took hours. So I went back into hair and makeup. They stuck some flowers in the back and I got sent back to the set again. In total, maybe 1 hour. So,
okay.
Without any further ado, I've got Emma Gerber herself on the line. Let's ring her in.
Do you really?
Can you imagine?
Our fifth Psychobabble guest.
Our fifth. She's definitely going to win at the, what were our Psychobabble awards called? The Babbies.
Hey, should we have the Babbies this year?
What were they called? The Psycho Babies, the Psychobabble Cycle Baby Awards.
The cycle, well, the psycho baby, the psycho babble awards. It was just the psycho babble awards.
I'm not sure that it was. Either way, Emma Gerber will be winning best guest appearance this season. Here she is. Emma, let's see her directly.
Take
from
it away.
Her real name's Jan Corona. Anyway,
well, I had learned about this because this is a lie. This is Hollywood falsities.
Oh.
But I did see that it picked up steam not just on Twitter but also on E! News.
E! News, Just Jared, Betches.
Let me read a quote from E! News. Let me read it. Oh my God! No, I went to the article.
Yeah, they corrected
it. It's updated.
It. Yeah. They at first, E! News attributed me as one fan, and I quote tweeted the tweet dragging them for not crediting me appropriately. And then somebody went back in and added my name to the article. Honey, my Google alerts have been popping this morning.
Oh my God.
But I said, you know, I've officially made it because I've seen gays on Instagram sharing it on their stories with my name cropped out. So it's been, they've cut out the credit and now they're just running with it. Brooklyn Heights tweeted it this morning without credit. It's been great.
Perfect. Gay culture.
I love the internet. I love it.
Yeah. Well, congratulations, Corey.
Thank you. Fun weekend for me.
Make merch. You need to make merch.
Oh, should I?
You should make a you should make a line of wigs that look like her hair from the scene.
God. Yes. Yes.
With an accessory God. That comes with it that's like a broken tiara, and you'll really save on tiaras.
Yeah. Oh my God.
Because you'll get to like use one per five wigs.
Yeah, I need to partner. Where's Kim Zolciak? She had a wig line. I need to partner.
You know, I don't know. Hey,
I guess I could turn it into a shirt. I'll split the proceeds with you. You get 10%.
Thank you. Corey, what do you want to talk about? I got a lot of things on the list today.
Honey, I spoke about what I wanted to talk about, which was me.
Did you celebrate 420?
Hell yeah, I did. I got those edibles Hudson told me about.
Oh, nice.
For those stoner babies listening, they're called heavy hitters. And honey, a half will do you just right. I took a full on Saturday and I went out.
Oh, those the 20 milligram ones?
Yeah.
Yeah, bitch. Yeah. If I take a 20, it's like, I'm like, well, here I am.
Listen, I took a 20 on Saturday afternoon and there was a Pokemon event with Stuffle and I went to go catch him because I wanted to. And I got stoned and I was like, what a beautiful day. I'm just going to walk around and catch him. I was so stoned. I had to keep sitting down. Thank God my neighborhood has lots of like public benches. But I was only out for an hour and I was like, I have to go back home. I'm too stoned.
You should bring one of those like portable chairs as a backpack.
Oh my God.
You sit at like the...
Have you seen on TikTok those like that like stool that's a disc?
No. For like a festival so I can like and then stand on it?
Yeah, it's like a comp. It's like when you stack cups.
Yes. But
and you pull it out and you can sit on it. Anyway, I guess I need one.
I love to pull it out and I love to sit on it.
So, yeah, what did you do for 420? Did you have your subathon?
Or was it a subathon?
Domathon.
So we did like I had wanted to do a 420 subathon, but I
you didn't
was
shave
like,
your head.
It wasn't one of the rewards.
Oh,
I'm growing it out. I don't want to give them the option because I fear that they want it to be gone. But I would
like to
grow.
I thought it looked good when we went camping.
It's an experience. If anything, I'm creating the landscape that somebody can...
Honey, that's what I've been doing for 2 years.
Like, shape into what it's supposed to be when I finally go get a haircut.
That's very much how I feel about my long hair.
So, yeah. No, I did not buzz my hair. The biggest thing... What? I'm trying to remember if there was, like...
Show hole?
A reward. Yeah, they did reach show hole. So, at some point during the subathon, I did show hole... No, it was like a subathon for the Last Prisoner Project. So 100% of the proceeds went to that, and it's an organization that helps people that are convicted of like marijuana related offenses.
Why are they let them out? What is going on?
There's a lot.
Hello, well, Joe Biden.
Every state has different laws, every state has different. Ways that it will impact their records. And so, like, while there's people making millions off the marijuana and marijuana, marijuana
is that
industry.
LaGanja's drag daughter? Marijuana,
yes, ma'am. Oh my god, yes, please welcome to the stage, marijuana. I would be marijuana. Anyway, so while people are making millions, tens of millions, hundreds of millions, or whatever, there's people still in prison or with their records, like,
so they can't,
traumatized.
Like,
so they can't get a job, they can't rent, they can't whatever.
Yeah.
So they work to, like, help states change laws and individuals find opportunities to come back into society in a meaningful way for themselves. I love that. What a good beneficiary
of the subathon.
I loved it. I was like, this is a perfectly in sync for, like, stupidness while also trying to do something that I find important. So I was very happy with it. It was a wonderful 420.
I love peak stupidness.
12 hours of stupidness. I loved it.
No, did you celebrate your brain's tight?
Huh?
No wonder your brain's tight. You were on a computer for 12 hours straight?
Well, I had my anti-blue glasses.
Okay.
Yeah, but like the next couple days, I think it's because I like when I'm playing Fortnite, especially on stream, because my screen is right here. I am so laser focused and like my eyes are trying to focus as hard as they can to see any movement anywhere. I bet my eyes just get so tired.
A little sleepy. A little sleepy eyes.
Sore. The eyes are muscles. Or I actually have no clue if that's what that is.
They're organs, baby.
Okay, I work. Hey, I put an organ on my island in Animal Crossing.
Oh, one of the big wedding organs?
Yes.
Damn.
Well, I have two organs, actually. One in my volcano room in my house. One in... I have this, like, underwater beach vibe. Very influenced by you.
I love it.
But it's, like, gold and white themed area. And so, like, all the, like, Zodiac stuff.
Yeah. I love that. I actually played this weekend for the first time. Well, I was going to say, I don't know how long, but that's a lie because all of my villagers told me it's been a month.
You know what?
They were like, nice to see you.
I would like to opt out of that messaging. That discourages me from talking to them even more than anything that could be.
You didn't say hi to me?
Yes, especially the ones that are rude about it. The ones that are like, oh, where have you been? Oh, I thought you were avoiding me.
You're like, bitch, I will avoid you.
I do like Rodney's message when he thinks you haven't talked to him in forever because he's like, I thought you signed an NDA and you couldn't talk to me. I'm like, okay, yeah, bitch, make a fantasy.
I've been wearing the like solo eye patch, you know, the gauze, the eye gauze. Do you have
in
that?
In the game.
Yeah. Yes.
Okay.
And in real life, I'm cosplaying. I went to go shopping at Abel's and I stepped out in my eye patch after not buying anything. And she said, oh, nothing caught your eye. And I felt like it was a read. I was like,
did she look you right in the eye when she said it?
Oh. Yes. I was like, bitch, a stick caught me in the eye. Thank you for asking.
Is that what happened?
Well, I'm just playing pretend.
We love to play pretend.
Yes. I play pretend
every Monday at 2 p.m. Animal Crossing pretend time.
Hello.
Speaking of pretend time.
Oh, okay. What?
What? I was hoping anything on my list would go with that.
Speaking of time, remember that one time?
Yes.
What did you have? Did you want to? The only thing left on my list is time. Drag race.
You know the episode of Rick and Morty? You don't watch Rick and Morty. But when they take Jessica, and she becomes a Time Lord, and she goes, "Time, I had everything, but I had all, I forget what she said, actually.
Go on.
Time. I had everything but time. Time. Time.
Hey. Hey, did everyone listening watch Tyler's Instagram story this weekend about a tour with us and This Might Get Weird podcast?
Hey.
Just tell us if you would be interested and if you would come.
So here's what happened. Mamrie and Grace. Well, Grace was like, "Oh, so I was listening to Tyler and Grace podcast, and they were talking about
we've got a fan."
Well, hello, Grace.
Hey, Grace Helbig.
And she was all. They were talking about. We were talking about how they do their intro, but they were talking about us going on tour, the four of us, which I think would be the most fun thing of all time. I first heard that she had said it as soon as the episode came out, because people were in my Twitch chat being like, "Oh, just heard that there's might be a This Might Get Weird in Psychobabble tour." I said, "Who now? What now? Press release who?"
I love when you're in charge of your own press.
I thought Corey went viral with a tweet and has already booked a tour.
Now they finally recognized my humor.
I would do it. Would you do it?
Hell yeah.
I would do it. Are we going to go on tour with Baby and Grace?
I would do it, baby. We bust out the onesies.
This is like, you know when like artists on TikTok are like, "I made this song and I sure hope it goes viral," but then it gets like pushed by the record label secretly so that it goes viral and it acts like it's a viral success.
No.
This is not what's happening here. This is not an organic creation of a... Or wait, it is an organic creation of a thing.
Yeah.
This is not a planned...
organic marketing is great for you. This is just a general conversation.
Listen, I'll be interested.
I'll have my agent call yours.
Okay. I guess... Well, here's the thing. It doesn't take just the four of us. It would take...
Honey, that's why I brought the conversation up. I was like, tweet us, tell us if you would come, tag Grace and Mamrie.
Hey, if you want it to happen, tag the four of us in a tweet and include and say, "Come to blank."
Oh, yeah, your city.
Yeah, whatever city you would like, so that we can kind of get a feel of if people are interested and where they would want us to go. Slumber party might get weird.
This might get. I don't think. Is our brand Slumber Party?
No. Oh. Get babbly.
I'm bringing a baby with a Roomba on a knife. That's it. That's going to be what opens the show. It's just
this
a
psycho
baby.
Might get babbled.
You go. Yeah.
This babble might get weird.
Oh.
This babble might get weird.
I think it would get weird.
Skitty girls love to skit. We could skit.
Ugh, I can't wait to pitch a skit.
Here's the thing. Back in the day when both of these podcasts started, I think I might not have been down to do skits. I think I would have been like, you know, I don't want to do a skit. But today, these days, nowadays, bitch.
Yeah, we're living in our hearts. I'm an actor.
Well, somebody's got to be.
I don't know. During the Slumber Party tour, you did bring moms and daughters up on stage for a game. That was like a skit. Wasn't the whole Slumber Party a skit? Honey, I had to be like, knock, knock.
Oh, yeah, it was all a skit. It was all skit. I was so sweaty in my onesies. Can we not do onesies?
RuPaul says, life's a skit and the rest of it's still a skit.
Hey, speaking of skits, did you see The Masked Singer?
We talked about this when they filmed the episode 6 months ago, and it just aired.
We knew. Oh, wait. Did we know that he was going to be on it?
Yes. The whole thing was like 6 months. I don't know if it was six. It was like in January.
I feel like this is something we might have predicted.
No, no, no. It was there because they film in front of like a live audience, and then like somebody in the audience must have broke their NDA, or it was a it was inorganic marketing.
Well, Rudy Giuliani on The Masked Singer, we hate to see it.
Yeah. And then I hate The Masked Singer in general.
Well, it does create masterpieces like this one's for New York. When I say I listen to that every day, I'm not joking, bitch.
Oh, shit.
It is part of every stream. It is the mother I never had. It is. Hey, did you see the trailer for the Fire Island movie?
No, I asked you if I should watch it.
Well, you should.
And I didn't.
Oh.
I will.
Well, I didn't see Scream 5 yet, so we're even.
Perfect. Did you watch the Drag Race finale?
I did. Are we discussing?
Yeah. Spoiler.
Spoilers. Okay, so are we ending the episode with this then? So
sure. We got 5 minutes left.
If you don't want the spoilers, you can get out. We love you. Have a good night.
You can go tweet us and Mamrie and Grace right now.
Yes. If you do want to talk the spoilers, hey, girlies.
Hey, girl.
Hey, girlinas.
Hey, marijuandas.
Hey, marijuandas.
I want marijuanda to be the 420, like...
Meryl Wanda. She's a Meryl Streep impersonator who's stoned. It's me.
She's the new 420 mascot. You've got your Easter Bunny. You've got your Tooth Fairy. You've got Thanksgiving.
Now speaking of which, what do you think of our spring tree?
Oh, God. Oh, yeah. When I was there last weekend, I got to see Tyler's spring Easter tree. I thought
It's not Easter. Just to be firm.
Oh. There were eggs on it. They were colored.
They were painted. The crucifixion of Jesus owns eggs.
Yes, honey. You had Christ's blood on your tree. He has.
Well, that was pig's blood. That was pig's blood, and you know it.
He is risen, honey.
No, what? No.
I saw one of the dogs take one of the eggs and run.
Yeah. Anti-Easter in this house. Crouton knows.
Crouton's a later Jesus.
Okay, let's talk Drag Race finale.
Okay, yeah.
Did you like the format?
It was curious. I mean, like... It was very like, okay, well, we're guaranteeing Willow Pillow win, so we won't make anyone lip sync against each other just in case.
What do you mean?
Typically, there's like
the very end was a lip sync.
I know, but it felt like just for them to have five unique performances individually, and RuPaul was going to pick her two favorites, felt a little.
Felt a little going through the motions. So we have five finalists who are each performing a song created
an original
for them.
Song written for them by Leland.
The one and only. Legend icon.
I was loving it. As soon as I started watching it, I was like, oh my God, I bet Leland did these. So I texted him and he replied.
I knew it, yeah.
Yeah, he replied the next morning and said, yes. I said, let's bring Leland on the show, because I have a lot of questions. Like, I want to know how much input the queens got for what their song was, or like the lyrical content, or like
hey, that's
tempo.
Actually, I would be really curious to have him on and see what he would say about a lot of questions.
Like, did Bosco want a kind of more ballady song? Did Camden ask for an upbeat one? Did Willow, like, these are all questions
imagine,
I'm dying to know.
Yeah, I don't know, and I have no answers. However, I would imagine it was collaborative in some way. Like, they would want them to enjoy what they're putting out.
Well, it was like, what was it? What season was Bob on? 8, I think. It was like Bob's season, where they each had a song that was like written for them, and they performed it in a very similar vein. I think Bob's was like Purse First. Kim Chi's was Fat Femin Asian. It was very reminiscent of that finale for me. as far
yeah,
as
I kind of dig that, where it's like that or season, what was it, 12, where the at home, where they got to like we got crystal method baby birding is what I'm remembering.
But that was still to like her. It wasn't an original song. She did that to Nelly Furtado.
No, I know. But she got to pick the song and the way she wanted to perform it. And so what I'm saying is I prefer a finale where queens get to put what they think is their best foot forward, as opposed to here's the luck of the draw of what song we tell you you have to do.
By Britney Spears.
Yeah. So in that sense, I kind of liked it. However, I agree. It's like, okay, well, when at the end of the day, the RuPaul and team, producers, whatever, get to decide basically the performance that they're also judging.
Yeah.
They kind of get a hand in as to like what they're going to do.
And it's weird because I feel like I used to think that was the more appropriate way to do it. And then coming off of years of like the lip sync battle, it felt weird to go back to this format. I liked it. I really enjoyed all the songs. Congrats, Brett, and the ladies and all the writers and singers who performed them. Because I really like, I went back and watched Lady Camden's multiple times. I went back and watched Willow's multiple times. I thought it was fun and exciting.
Willow's look, wonderful. Daya's look, incredible.
Yeah, I loved.
Bosco's look, incredible.
Did you, Bosco's, like, what was that? Like, demon corset looked almost like shark mouths. Incredible. I was like, it looked like a scary monster, and I was living for every second of it.
What I got from Bosco was, like, imagine if she had done that point of view for all of her looks. Like, some type of demonic, like, that. It's as if she saw the season and was like, oh shit, I'm not really giving my point of view as well as or effectively as I thought, and like course corrected it for the finale. But it was like too little too late in my eyes of like, had you given that all season, bitch, I would have been on board.
Yeah. I have started a tradition, I think I did around the season that Jada won, where at the end of the season I like to buy a shirt from one of the like my favorite queens from that season. So I bought one from Crystal Method, then I got one from Simone last year, and I really wanted to get a Willow shirt. I just don't really love the ones she has out right now. So I bought they're cute and I will stan Willow, but I bought Bosco's shirt yesterday and I can't wait for it to show up.
Cute. I like that.
Yeah,
not, I was not like, a Matty Morphosis shirt.
No, but I was like, I think I'm going to make sure I do that. Like, because a lot of times these queens don't always come. I mean, I have more likely of a chance in seeing them coming through San Francisco than a lot of other cities. But a lot of them don't always travel or come here. So I was like, you know what? I'm just going to always support one of the ones that I loved that season. Make sure I buy one of their shirts. Even if it ends up like with the sleeves off and I wear it to the gym, I'm still going to be happy.
The only thing I was not loving in the finale, I thought everyone looked great, performed great, but then when the five of them after the performances were lined up, Lady Camden looked so out of place in just that like swimsuit and flat wig that I was like, let her change back into whatever.
I didn't love that like, red wig.
It looked so not right.
Did you hear in Willow's song? She loves to laugh.
Oh, yeah, I did. I did. Oh,
I was screaming. I think it says I love the laugh, but I thought close enough, baby. I love to laugh, too.
She gets
me and
it.
Willow have that in common. We love to laugh. And wait, bitch, I was going to say, I thought Simone looked incredible. You know I was a Simone stan last season. And then to like walk out, and I didn't write down the exact quote, but yeah, what did she say about kindness? I was like, I knew I always loved her. I was so happy to see her back.
She is a top tier queen for me. Like fashion wise.
Absolutely.
Like energy, aura, vibe is so right.
Always just makes me feel like joy and happy. And yeah, the second she like walked out there to introduce, I was so excited. Oh, and go ahead.
She posted a behind the scenes of how they made her
look. I saw it. Yeah.
It was really cool.
I was going to say, and congrats, Cornbread, on Miss Congeniality. Very well deserved. And I loved Cornbread's finale look. I loved it.
I thought, all in all, a really solid season. Mm-hmm. A wonderful season. People like talk about how it went on too long, but like how we give it shit because we want the most out of it, and we want it to be. It can't be the everything for everyone all at once, but for what it is and the cultural impact it has and the like, how much it's given platforms to so many queer artists. Like, bitch, you can come for RuPaul for what you want, like on a personal level, but you cannot deny the impact and the cultural shift that is because of Drag Race. And you might get frustrated with like stupid judging. I certainly do. But like when you take a step back, what a gift that we get to like see ourselves represented in this really dynamic way.
It's so interesting. What I was honestly thinking about when I was watching the finale was I would love to go back and watch one of the first live finales that they did and just to look at the audience compared to now, because
you'll see even, me. I'm in the season 5 one.
But even like I said, when you watch the audience, I feel like that in itself has really evolved. Like the number of people who are there in the audience who are in drag themselves or who are presenting non-binary or have their nails painted or wearing lipstick or wearing makeup. It just feels like it's really pushed it and made it more, I don't want to say acceptable, but more like normal for people who are fans of the show to also find ways to express themselves that aren't completely fully drag, which I love too. Like I love the cutaways to the audience and just feeling like it was queer people just being who they wanted to be. And it was nice because I want to watch the early ones and see if it was more just like,
I would say it's even I would say there's more drag queens in earlier live finales, but I think what you're saying is correct about more queer expression by all people in the audience. But I think being in Vegas, that's the one thing I loved about it being in LA is that like every single drag queen like would be in that audience. I felt like because the show was in Vegas at the theater where they do the live Vegas show, it didn't really lend itself to like the same crowd of drag queens vibe as you got before, if that makes sense.
It does. I loved, I obviously think it makes sense to transition it to Vegas, especially if they're pushing the live RuPaul show as well. But I was gonna say, I loved the moment where she recognized one of the one of the like pioneers of drag in the Las Vegas area. When I went for my brother's wedding, we went to a drag show. Well, some of the people went to a drag show on one of the afternoons, and Hot Chocolate performed, and it was so good. And I was like, I've seen her. It was so fun. But yeah, I was good for Rue, like spotlighting her. I thought that was very kind and necessary.
Yeah, I love when the show like does like educational moments, because it never feels like sanitized.
And you could tell how much it meant to Hot Chocolate to get that recognition, because it's like obviously all these Rue girls now have come up through the show and now are probably performing in Vegas, but there was a drag culture there before, which I thought was important to acknowledge.
I would love more, like, because there's tons of queens who are not cookie cutter fittable into the drag race structure, who have like paved the way for so many communities like around the country, who are legends in their cities, who probably would not get cast, or if they got cast, I think the show would have a hard time honoring, but like if they are not able to maybe do or be all the things that people that grew up watching Drag Race and know about like how to compete on Drag Race would be.
It should do a Legends only season.
Sure. Drag Mamas.
Drag Mamas, they get all these people who've been doing it as long as RuPaul, who have been like staples in their cities and their communities. How fun.
I would love
it. And just like celebrate them.
The final thing I'll say about the finale is I was so happy with the winner. I was hoping since the beginning.
Yeah.
That the winner would have been, at least in the finale, make it all the way. I was like hoping that they would be great the entire season, and they were. I mean, I don't know why I'm not saying Willa Pill, but like I thought I loved it. I thought she's charisma, uniqueness, nerve, talent. She has all four. I think she has a unique point of view. I thought she had a compelling storyline as far as like reality TV goes. And I thought she had the talent and she could back it up, and she never like bragged. She just did what she had to do, and it was like all of it made sense as a winner for me.
Yeah.
So I found that like pleasing as a finale.
I know I was saying it was weird. I said it was like back-to-back seasons of my favorite from episode one going on to win, which I said I'm going to feel spoiled now, because to have Simone and Willow win back-to-back has been a treat to watch.
Well, congratulations. Hey, Corey, where can people find you?
Bitch. Yeah, you're right. It is time to go. Oh my God. Well, you can find me on Twitter being very funny lately. Yeah. always very funny on Twitter.
Ooh, okay.
Taya, yeah. What about you, baby?
You can find me on Twitch, Animal Crossing Monday, Stardew Valley Tuesday, and then other things throughout the week. But also, hey, for all of our Patreon people who are part of which tiers?
Our Gassy Gussy Girls.
The Gassy Gussy Girls. You can find the two of us on our monthly live stream with the Gassy Gussy Girls. If you're one of our Patreon people in that tier, we might have a little special guest this weekend for our monthly live stream. You'll see who.
Yes, check Patreon. I will put out a poll for everyone to vote for their time they want to do it.
Perf. Okay. Corey, have a good life.
Toodaloo, baby.
If you're a podcast host, listen up. This one's for you. My name is Allie Jackson. I'm the host of Finding Mr. Height, a dating and relationship podcast that I've been doing for 4 years now, sharing my positive and practical approach to dating that's built on my own life experience. And I wanted to share another experience that I've had, my secret behind monetizing my show. It's called Red Circle. And I was just telling my colleague about how much I love their platform. With Red Circle, not only am I getting a seamless hosting experience, but I also love the support I receive in ad sales. It's not just typical ad sales either. It's targeted opportunities based on my show and my life. And the platform is super simple. You just set your preferences and Red Circle matches you with sponsors that align with your show. You can vet every opportunity and their platform gives you great analytics. More recently too, my Red Circle team has brought me opportunities outside of my podcast on social media to really augment the podcast partnerships, bring them full circle. I just can't recommend them enough. If you want to give it a try, go to redcircle.com to get your free trial. That's redcircle.com for a free trial.